We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wreck.
This guy, he comes in like a wrecking ball. And that's why he's here with us.
I picked my song.
Yes! I'm Maggie Dawn, everybody. Welcome, Wisconsin. Welcome back if you're joining us again. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really excited to be joined by my partner in broadcasting, the wrecking ball of wrecking balls, Dom Salvia, who has a show that comes right after mine every day of the week from 4 to 6 p.m., the Dom Salvia Show. Hey, Dom, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? All right, there we go.
There you are.
Yes, there I am. Wrecking ball. Come on, I'm a little guy. I can't be that much of a wrecking ball.
Your words, brother. Your words.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Just a little piece of business. Everybody had some really great texters and commenters today talking about my segment on Tyreek Hill. I will revisit and respond to your thoughts. People asking me to lean a little bit more into that, the complexities of that interaction. We'll do that tomorrow, so tune back on into the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep your thoughts coming. Even when we end segments, I still want to hear from you. If it touches a chord, we will come back to that topic. You can always text or call us, and Dom and I certainly invite those texts and calls this segment, 855-752-4842. Dom, I really wanted you to join me today because I intentionally did not talk about the lurker in the golf course bushes yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, I wanted to see what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance would say about it. And they've said quite a bit.
Yeah, send your money. A fundraising email solicitation went out a couple hours afterwards. I think to the max of like $3,200.
Max out. More than that, I guess I should not be surprised at all by effectively J.D. Vance and Donald Trump blaming Democrats who criticized the former MAGA president for his unserious, inappropriate, un-American, undemocratic daily attacks on human beings that... His rhetoric that tries to divide us, say these people are worthy, these people aren't, that none of that is possibly responsible for uptick in political violence. That it's the Democrats who criticize that rhetoric. I want to take a listen to a couple of the things that J.D. Vance said. Just top of the hour, folks, if you want to get on this conversation, we're going to talk about the lurker in the golf course bushes. We're going to talk about what this means. What was your reaction? I'm going to share my thoughts that I had on Sunday. Dom will share his, and we always want to hear from each of you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Are Democrats responsible for the lurker in the golf course bushes? That's a question.
No! No!
That's an answer. But let's take a listen to what J.D. Vance has had to say. We're going to just run both of the clips, if you don't mind, Jeff.
I promise I will do my part to tone down the rhetoric, but in particular, the people telling you that Donald Trump needs to be eliminated, you guys need to cut it out or you're going to get somebody hurt. No one has tried to kill Kamala Harris in the last couple of months, and two people now have tried to kill Donald Trump in the last couple of months. I'd say that's pretty strong evidence that the left needs to tone down the rhetoric and needs to cut this crap out.
What?
Somebody's going to get hurt by it.
Wow.
First of all, political violence is wrong. Political violence is the stuff of autocrats and fascists and coup d'etats. Political violence is antithetical to democracies. It has no place. I firmly condemn the lurker in the bushes. It wasn't an assassination attempt. There was a lurker in the bushes that was spotted, shot at, and arrested. He didn't take a shot at the president, the former president. This wasn't the equivalent to what happened in Pennsylvania.
A few steps away, but definitely not the same thing.
Yes, and certainly yet another failure of the Secret Service. Full stop.
The fact that according to J.D. Vance, that the current vice president hasn't had an attempt on her life, and the former guy has, is somehow an indication. Is that correlation or causation? I'm not sure what J.D. Vance is actually saying here. To my understanding, the first attempt, the young man who was shot and killed by the Secret Service after taking a couple of shots at Trump and killing some of his rally goers, that was a crime of opportunity. My understanding, the guy was just looking to do some mass murder. That's my understanding.
Yes.
This last guy, apparently, to my understanding from the reporting, voted for Trump in 16, had a falling out because of Trump's, Ukraine policy? I guess certainly no reason to go take shots or even threaten to assassinate a former president. But none of those things seem to me to be indicative of anything that Kamala Harris or Joe Biden has said or done. And the word eliminate by J.D. Vance, I think, is, I've never heard that term uttered by anybody. We need to eliminate Donald Trump. That's not what I've heard anybody say ever.
We need to beat his butt in the voting booths.
Yes.
That is the line from Democrats. Let's crush this guy in the election.
If calling someone out as a threat to democracy based on his previous action, based on his effort to overthrow the last election, based on the soft coup of the fraudulent electors, based on telling the people to come down, it'll be wild, based on him sitting on his ass for 3 hours while his supporters attacked the Capitol to specifically and forcefully and purposefully stop the peaceful transfer of power. He still has not answered to that yet.
No, he still denies any responsibility. Calling Donald Trump an unserious man trying to have the most serious job on the planet, saying that Donald Trump does not support democracy, is not an incitement to violence. It's an observation of fact. Let's refresh. Donald Trump has called immigrants vermin and animals who live in nests, who poison the blood of the country. He claims a bloodbath will occur if he's not elected. He refuses to acknowledge the results of the 2020 election. He calls his critics scum and traitors, enemies of the people. He's now accusing his opponents, his political opponents, like Dom and I, of highly inflammatory language, and blames Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for a second lurker in the bushes. He's raising money off of it. This is what he said. The gunman believed the rhetoric of Biden and Harris, and he acted on it. There is not a shred of proof that that is true. He continued, quote, their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at when I am the one who is going to save the country and they are the ones that are destroying the country.
Just right in the very same sentence, he's accusing the left of this violent rhetoric. If that's the case, then he ends his statement with the same thing that he's claiming the Dems are causing him to be shot at.
And then this, Vance went on to say this, we cannot tell the American people that one candidate is a fascist. Oh, wait, did Donald Trump say that Kamala Harris is a Marxist, communist, fascist, socialist 3 days ago? Yeah, he did. This is gaslighting. I've said this for years now. Donald Trump and the MAGA cult are engaging in the gaslighting of America. We can do better. This is not someone who believes in democracy, and J.D. Vance is just his little lapdog that will say whatever works for Donald Trump in the moment. After the shooting in Pennsylvania, that was an actual assassination attempt. Then it was all about, let's be calm. Because he thought he had it in the bag and it would work for him.
For a minute, right.
Now he's going to blame Kamala and Joe. That's ridiculous. How can it be that Joe and Kamala are responsible for this action of one indisputably lunatic guy and Donald Trump, who got up on the stairs of the outside of the Capitol on January 6th and said, march on over there, and he is not responsible for that? It just, that is the very definition of insanity.
If a presidential candidate, if Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden is now the president. In the debate, it was brought up several times, several quotes that the former president said running up to that debate, and the last one being, we lost by a whisker, right? So we have a candidate who
damn well knows he lost.
Knows he lost. Now he says he was being sarcastic, But is that a threat to democracy? I mean, how many different levels of threat to democracy do there have to be before I can come out here and say, yes, this man is a threat to democracy? I'm not saying that anybody should take a shot. Absolutely not. We are unequivocal in this. Political
condemn
violence,
that.
Any kind
yes.
of violence ever, it's not okay. Self-defense excluded. No, this is why we are supposed to have self-governance. This is why people need to be engaged. This is why people need to be informed. The language coming out of the former president and J.D. Vance are exactly the same things, accusing the Democrats of doing what they are doing, as you articulated in those quotes.
This is Donald Trump on Truth Social. He said this yesterday. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying, and it will only get worse. Allowing millions of people from places unknown to invade and take over our country. All of this is a lie, by the way. We do not have open borders.
It's not an invasion.
Right. Is an unpardonable sin. Our borders must be closed. By the way, they are. Does that mean that you still have people crossing it legally? Of course you do. Ask any country or foreign leader, that happens. Our borders must be closed and the terrorists, criminals, and mentally insane immediately removed from American cities and towns, deported back to their countries of origin. I have this to say to the MAGA president. You are a convicted criminal, you are mentally insane, and you are creating domestic terrorists in this country every day.
33 bomb threats to Ohio.
And he doesn't care about it. Because of your lies about Haitian legal residents in a city in Ohio, there are bomb threats. Police officers had to go to 17 schools. 17. And the people that are phoning in those bomb threats are basing it off the president's rhetoric. I say to the president, you are inciting domestic terrorism. You are a convicted criminal. You are mentally insane. If you think immigrants that fit those categories need to be removed from American cities and towns, sir, I say this, you are not fit to serve. You should be removed and never allowed to enter the Oval Office. Not removed from the planet, not removed from the country, but removed from any more of our political discourse. You are a destructive force. You are an unserious man for the most serious job on the planet. Matt from Middleton, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up that the far right always uses immigration. Putin's been pushing migrants, kind of like Governor Abbott in Texas did to New York. You know, they do it in Europe. They're pushing migrants to borders to try to boost the far right. It's a tool. It's a play. But the point I want to make is that America runs on cheap, borderline slave labor. We learned that in the pandemic with the meatpacking plants and these people who are in terrible conditions, usually foreigners brought here for the work. And the same with Springfield. They bring people with work because they need the workers. They're excellent workers. They like having them, but it creates this chaos. And what I'm afraid of is that we're always going to be stuck in this situation because the country needs the labor. The capitalists and the conservatives that own these industries will always be bringing them in, yet complaining about immigrants to get political
right.
money. Are we always going to be in this situation where we're fighting each other because we need the labor, but we don't like having them here?
No, and I think that there is a pathway forward, Matt, and that is actual elected leaders that want to get something done, to have an immigration system that works, that observes the constitutional and democratic values that every single one of us hold dear, no matter what letter we put behind our name, no matter what party we tend to vote for. That is the pathway forward. Accountability of our elected officials, and it begins on November 5th by ensuring that this mentally insane, convicted criminal who foments domestic terrorism is removed from the Oval Office, never to see the light of that office again. It starts there. Folks, we'll take your comments when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The phone and text lines are open.
Lost by a whisker.